companies know that by putting off the scientific debate for as many years as they can keep doing the work that they're doing and not be disturbed. It works.
We hear about bisphenol A in plastics. Of course, we hear about mercury in fish, phthalates, even something like dioxin. Industry scientists say we're safe. These are in minute quantities, or that the jury's out on just how dangerous this chemical is. If they are dangerous, why doesn't the government make that determination and phase these products out?
Well, right now, the Bush administration has absolutely abdicated its responsibility to protect the public's health and environment. It's not even a question of phasing them out, but the Bush administration has turned a blind eye and said, we're not even going to think about those chemicals. I'm hoping that as public consciousness of this increases, we'll have more demand on regulatory agencies to do something.
You're very critical of the Bush administration in the book, saying scientific review boards are stacked with industry officials. Why or how does the scientific community continue to allow that?
Well, the scientific community doesn't have the power to stop it, but the scientific community has been furious about this. And over again, not just individual scientists, but mainstream science organizations like the American Association for the Advancement of Science have issued statements, have passed resolutions complaining, criticizing the Bush administration. But that's all we can do. Congress has to stop it, and the American public has to stop it.
The members of the Bush administration often point out, hey, we can't make knee-jerk reactions over some single study or even a small group of studies. You know, we really need to rely on sound science. This needs more review. And it sounds like common sense to many of us.
Well, when I hear the Bush administration call for sound science, I see what they're doing is calling for something that sounds like science but isn't. Bisphenol A is a great example. There are well over 100 studies showing that this causes endocrine disorders and reproductive disorders in laboratory animals, and there are less than a dozen studies that say it doesn't cause it. The question we have to ask is, should we be exposing our babies, our children, ourselves to potentially toxic chemicals that we don't know that they're safe?
And bisphenol A is, of course, used in plastics and liners of canned foods and so forth. It's a product that we come across a lot.
Not only that, the studies are right now that 90% of us have bisphenol A in our body. We can tell that from studies where we're excreting it in our urine. So it's out there and we're being exposed to it. We don't know what the effects are, but since it causes harm in animals, why should we be exposing ourselves to it?
You note that journalists are often the victims of their own determination to get both sides of the story. What are you suggesting, that journalists ignore industry when it questions studies or scientific method? That would assume corporations are always bad actors.
No, but I think it's very important to note, for example, when an industry scientist criticizes the study, to note, for example, that this criticism is being paid for by the industry, but the other criticisms, which are independent, often paid for by government through grants to universities, are independent and therefore have a lot more validity. We have example after example in the book and all through the medical literature of companies that essentially create studies that provide the results they want. In my reviewing it, I've never found a study which disagrees with what the sponsor wanted them to hear. It's just overwhelming.